The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, it's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Books.
And Shay from The K-Way.
And just to let you know, this episode is... it's a week late! So obviously you're going to be hearing things that are late, aka Hot Topics. But we still have a new fresh episode. So yeah, check it out. And Shay, do you want to say anything?
Enjoy the episode.
Yay! Okay, bye guys.
Bye.
Enjoy. Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 49 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from The K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag How You At You, or you can hit us up on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. This way you're going to get a rundown of the hottest K news and stories that's happened over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
So first things first, Sujin leaving G-Idle pre-planned.
Ooh.
So on the 4th of August, Cube Entertainment announced Sujin would be leaving G-Idle. However, it has been reported that the decision to remove Sujin happened back in March when her bullying allegations first broke out. According to reports, G-Idle's activities had a negative effect not just on group activities as a whole, but on solo activities as well. When Sujin's controversy broke out, Cube Entertainment stated that Sujin would temporarily be suspended from activities. Even though the group released Universe Digital Single Last Dance with 5 members, they were unable to continue with activities for months due to Sujin's controversy. Sujin denied her bullying allegations against other students in her school, and actress So Shin-A eventually came forward and said that she was bullied by Sujin and they were classmates together. Sujin indirectly demanded a response from her, denying her claims. However, the controversy grew as Shin-A continued to personally reveal her experience and the damage it caused. In this same report, both Cube Entertainment and the other G-Idle members believed that it was no longer possible to delay team activities due to Sujin's controversy, leading her removal from the group.
Oh, wow.
So, you know when they talk about all these bullying allegations, of course, bullying's wrong, don't bully.
Yeah.
But it's like, to what extent? Is it like I was like 10 and I said, oh my God, Shay, your shoes are ugly? Or is it I'm 15 and I'm flushing your head down the toilet?
Yeah, I think some of these situations actually make me like a tad suspicious. And maybe that's just me looking into it. But I've heard like some of these scandals happen where it's like this idol bullied this kid when they were like 12. And yes, bullying is never okay, I think. At very young ages, kids grasp that bullying is wrong. But you wouldn't think that it would lead to such a huge extent that the person would have to be removed from a group or, like, lose their job. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, obviously, hopefully the victim's okay and that, like, it wasn't too serious or whatever. But it's a little sus to me.
Yeah. But anyway, in more Cube drama, Yujin confirms that CLC has disbanded. So, if you guys are watching Mnet's new fantastic Produce 101 low-key ripoff of Girls Planet 999, a segment was air spotlighting Yujin's career. But during her talk portion, she teared up as she talked about CLC's disbandment. Naturally, CLC fans are in shock and disbelief as the announcement comes from Sujin on a television program and not from Cube themselves. And I feel like they still haven't released any statements. And I don't think any of the members have said anything either. But it wouldn't surprise me if it's true.
That's mad. Okay.
Yeah, because I feel like since G-Idle debuted that took Cube's attention away from CLC, and they were just kind of there, which is a shame. Sad. Sorry, CLC fans. And last but not least, in You Are Going to Jail news, Seungri has been sentenced to 3 years in prison.
Oh.
On the 12th of August, the sentencing trial was held at the military court for Seungri, who has been indicted for 9 charges. At the sentencing trial, Seungri was sentenced to 3 years in prison and with a fine of 1,156,900,000 won, which is approximately...
Sorry. Don't forget the pennies.
Which is approximately 994,544 dollars, and that is 715,172 pounds. His personal information will be registered in the National Registry for the violation of the Act on Special Cases Concerning the Punishment, etc. of sexual crimes. Seungri admitted to only 1 charge, but the court declared him guilty of all 9 charges, regardless of his testimonies. The court commented regarding the charge of prostitution meditation. The defendant conspired with Yeo In-suk to mediate prostitution for foreign investors on several occasions and gained profits. The defendant's crimes that commercialize sex have a large negative influence on society. The court also states, as his testimonies were inconsistent and changed between police investigation, prosecution investigation, and at court, his credibility is low. As the court saw potential flight risk, Seungri was arrested at court on the 12th of August. Although he was originally scheduled to complete his military service in mid-September, he will now be discharged from the military due to his sentence. Seungri may be able to appeal this sentence. So yeah, you go into jail. And like legal jail-ish news, Chinese prosecutors approve arrests for Chris Wu. It has been announced on the 16th of August that Chris Wu has been approved for arrest. So there we have it.
Everybody going to jail.
Okay. Everybody's going to jail. You going to jail. You going to jail. Everyone's going to jail. Anyway, that's the end of Hot Topics. Hot Topics. Woo. If you guys want us to discuss any stories, then make sure you hit us up on socials. But now we are moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea and more. You can send that all to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or we got options. If you know you're a bit sensitive and you want to hide your identity even more, then there's now a little forum at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouactyou. You is just the letter, and you can fit it out there, and we'll get your unpopular opinions and all that good stuff. So yes, Shay, take it away.
Yes, so our very first one is, do you realize that some idols and companies fetishize black women?
And that's all we have time for today. I just feel like the world does it. It's ingrained in everyone. I don't even know how to...
Yeah.
I just feel like black people in general, you could say we're the blueprint. This is where you guys find what's cool next, to be honest. That's all I have to say on that.
Yeah. No further comments. Thank you. We're aware. Oh god. And then there are our besties, the enablers, like that one YouTube channel that I don't even need to name because all of the black stans probably know which channel I'm talking about.
I think that particular channel's been taken down. Well, I don't know if it's still up, but that person doesn't post anymore, and they left a statement and everything on Tumblr.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So.
Progress, maybe. Okay. So our next unpopular opinion is, I don't like the concept of NCT. Like, why would they keep adding members?
Because money.
Because rent.
I feel like the whole concept with NCT is a concept that SM has been trying for a while. I know they tried
with
to
Super
do it.
Super Junior, I think.
But it flopped. It didn't really work out. So I think that it's just a way where they can debut new subcategories of NCT or boy groups without actually having to do that much promotion, because they can just slowly add members, right? Mm-hmm. And then, as you know, members get older, we'll have to see where, as you know, their careers progress, when they go into military, if they want to re-sign with SM once their contracts are up. But I just feel like it's just a way to keep that group alive, right? Mm. And you don't have to do the extra 5,000 teasers and the, because it's like a well-known thing. It's like, you know, adding a new meal to a McDonald's menu. You don't need to go and try out a new restaurant. Like, McDonald's is tried and trusted, so you're more likely to try that meal out because it's under the McDonald's name, if that makes sense.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I think I get this unpopular opinion. I do. Because I think if you're maybe just finding out about NCT now, it's like, why are there so many people? And it just might not make sense. I think for me, I eat NCT up. And maybe because I was there in the beginning. Yeah. And I am like, every time they add new people, I'm like, okay, just these two. And then it's fine. And then like, you love the new ones as well. But yeah, I get it. I get why SM have done it. And it's something they've tried in the past with like having the Korea unit and like the Chinese unit in groups. Like, we've seen it happen before. So I guess this might be their first kind of full-on success with it.
Yeah.
But I like it. I can understand why some people wouldn't like it, because it is a lot.
It can be very off-putting if you're new.
Exactly. If you're new, and also if you feel as though your fave isn't getting the exposure the exposure that you think they deserve, if that makes sense. Like, I know a lot of people get upset when they feel as though Win-Win isn't advertised as much or given like as many lines and songs. So I can understand where you might feel it's upsetting and you're like, why can't they just focus on who's already there? Mm. But yeah. And then our last unpopular opinion is, it's a little dark, but I kind of feel like K-pop feeds into pedophilia. Like, like the intense agio, forcing idols to act cute, and girl groups performing at military bases. Like, it just doesn't sit right with me.
How do we unpack this?
That's a lot. We might need a professional.
I feel like I need time to actually go through each thing and actually unpack it properly, because I feel like I only could talk for myself, but I feel like I'll talk for both of us. I feel like we might be able to give this unpopular opinion justice because there's so many different like intricate things layers to talk about.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're going to hold on to this one and
put a pin in it.
But we'll come back to, like, we should come back to it next week. Like, let's do our homework, you know. We got a whole week, whatever. And we'll readdress it, because I don't want to just say things for the sake of saying things.
Exactly. And obviously we want to obviously be respectful as well, because K-pop is a part of a culture, so we can't just be like, yeah, X, Y, and Z. Okay, we'll unpack it, we'll come back to it.
So yeah, just come back next week and we may got you. I don't want to hype us up too much.
Don't have too much faith. Yeah. So now it's time for On the Radar, as we're getting towards the end of the episode. So me and Shanice are going to let you know what we've been watching, listening to, or anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's been on your radar?
Okay, let me talk about this first, because like, I'm getting really annoyed with some of you fans, because you just praise the bare minimum. Like, oh my God, yes, give us nothing. Like, I don't understand. So what I'm referring to is J-Park, okay?
Okay.
So basically, J-Park released a new video for that DNA remix, right? No, I have not watched it, right? And basically, I think the day that it was released, I think it was like released probably the 15th or something. The day it was released, it was a significant day in Korea. I can't remember what the day is, so my bad. Where I think it's like meant to celebrate Korean culture, something to do with Korea.
Okay.
Realm, okay? So this video is, you know, doing what it was meant to do in the first place, I'm guessing, where it's emphasizing, you know, being proud of your Korean roots or whatever. Uh-huh. So obviously, now that it's been redone, it's earning high praise from both Korean and international hip-hop fans, and especially as it's celebrating the Korean holiday. And people are praising that, you know, that Jay and his team are actually taking on critiques and whatever. But I don't know, it's just giving me, I've done the bare minimum. That for me. Do you get what I mean? Like, this should have been done in the first place. And the whole rant that, you know, Jay Park went on via Twitter and his YouTube comments was so unnecessary. Like, you hired a PR lady and she told you, don't do it, don't do it. And you did it. So I don't know how I feel about it. Like, okay, yeah, you know, forgive or whatever, but I will never forget that. But on a brighter note, on my radar is Hyuna and Dawn are meant to come out and do a little duo situationes. Mm. And I can't wait. I saw some clips that Hyuna, I think, posted on her Instagram of like some behind the scenes footage. And, you know, they're cute or whatever. So I can't wait. So, yeah, that's what's on my radar.
Yeah, I saw those. I saw a recording of the Instagram post on TikTok. Don't ask any questions.
Wow, that's like Inception.
But yeah, no, I think that's going to be really cute. So I'm looking forward to that. I don't even know when the date is for the release.
I think that it's meant to be next month sometime, but that's all I know. Okay. At this coming time. Yeah.
Fingers crossed, it's coming. That looks cute. On my radar, Life, and once again, HallyuCon is coming up really soon. It's on September 4th, and we have like a ton of competitions and opportunities for you guys to win brand new amazing albums and other prizes. So just head over to www.hallyucon.co.uk and you can get involved and win some cool albums and stuff.
Ooh. Also, I just wanted to say, mm-hmm. I don't know, because I don't watch dramas, so you know, you could tell me if I'm wrong, but isn't your like drama only has like one episode left or something?
Girl, when I
nevertheless, right?
That, yes. Apparently there's only one episode left, but going off of last episode, I don't understand how they're gonna finish that off in one episode, but hey,
maybe it's like a 4-hour long episode.
Oh no, they're usually an hour long, that's the issue.
No, I said 4 hours, the last one.
Oh, 4 hours, okay. I thought you said full hours. But yeah, fingers crossed. I couldn't. That, you know, when a program or a drama is physically and emotionally draining for you to watch? Like, it's beautifully made, but mm-hmm. it's a lot. Yeah.
Maybe there's a season 2, maybe.
Oh, God. Yay.
If you can handle it. But anyway, guys, that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
Yes, and remember that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, requests to hallyut@gmail.com. Head over to our page on Shanice's site or DM us on Instagram.
Yeah, so I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok at kpopbox_.
And I've been Shay from the K-Way. You can follow me on Instagram at @thekway_100 and on TikTok at @thekway. Give me a minute. It's coming to me. at @thekway_.
Yeah, she did it. Yay.
Barely.
And until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.